just stack them logs and notch them with axes, and women them, they do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And they get out and sew blocks of wood so long and mm-hmm. drive it up into boards. That was for the top. And then they could whittle out wooden pegs at night to peg them things together with.
Mm-hmm. Y'all had cows, and you had to milk the cows, didn't you?
Yes, sir. And milk them.
What did you milk into?
Milk into when I got big enough to milk, we had 10 buckets.
Uh-huh.
But when I got first I ever seen milk, was milking in gourds. They take gourds. You've seen gourds, ain't you?
Mm-hmm.
And they let them gourds get good and dry, and they cut them the size of one of them, the mouth of it,
mm-hmm.
and scrape all that stuff out of it, and wash it, soak it, and sun it, and everything else, get that gourd taste out of it. And then they bore a little hole on one side, a little hole on the other side, and all the strings they had them days, fly lines and all, they had to make them too by hand. And they tie up some of that there and hold the hand on that string, you know, and sit down and milk in the bucket. And when you milked in there, you go to the house and take a strainer cloth that they wove themselves on a loom. You ever seen a loom?
Mm-hmm.
That's a curiosity to me. And my grandmother could work one so fast, she'd get the thing there to tup, 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 tup. She'd weave out a face about like that, and she'd mash the treadle, as she called it, and that jam it up together, make the thread be tight, see. And boy, she could do that. And we had to turn a spinning wheel in just to make that thread at night. And us little old young, we get so sleepy. And she'd want to do so much that night. Have them old cards. Have you ever seen any of them? The card cotton with? She'd have a stack big in that chair. And got to spin all them in the thread before she'd let you go to bed. And then that old spinning wheel, you've seen them. And you had to stick your finger before you hit the spoke, turn it on, you make the best music you can. Fall asleep. When most of us have long hair, she just take a reach down and gets by the hair and straightens it up, so turn that wheel, boy. That's all she said. If you didn't turn it, she's gonna whoop it.
Did you ever see you mentioned you had a bucket for milking in. Did you ever see a bucket made out of wood?
Yes, sir. I've got water out of wooden buckets.
Okay.
I had an uncle. He was my mother's uncle, my great uncle. He got his leg shot off in the Confederate War, and he didn't do nothing but make wooden buckets and tubs to wash in and all that kind of stuff. And he made his own tools, and he could make one of some of the first, and he'd pick out cedar trees and cut it down and rive it out and make boards out of it. Then he used to furnish my mother all she wanted at $1 a piece.
say nowadays, if you went to the store to buy some groceries, the grocer would put them in a...
Well, I bought them in all kind of containers.
What would he put them in? Say, if you bought some apples, he'd put them in a...
In a sack or something. You could have your sack with you.
Okay.
I mean, it'd have to be a cloth sack, though, because there weren't no paper hardly then.
What did feed used to come in? You know, that rough cloth?